This is the Pulse FM Surrey Spotlight, and this week we're looking at the plant-based cafe, Grounds and Greens.
So we're joined this morning by Manel from Grounds and Greens, which is a very cool vegan eatery in Surrey. Good morning, Manel. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Oh, we're fantastic. So tell us about Grounds and Greens.
So Grounds and Greens is a vegan restaurant in White Rock, just outside of South Surrey. It kind of happened during my maternity leave. So my husband and I, we've been going on and off vegan for about 13 years. It started when we were living in Hampshire in England. My grandma was diagnosed with cancer, and I just couldn't, I'm like, there has to be something that could help her. So I did all my research, and I stumbled upon the first ever documentary that I watched. It was called Forks Over Knives. And after watching that, Ben and I took garbage bags, and we emptied out our entire kitchen, and we went vegan, like, whole turkey. So
wow.
Yeah, so that was really, that was the first time ever we went vegan, and if you guys don't know our background, we're both professional chefs. So it was really hard for us because we grew up, my background's Filipino, Ben's British. So we definitely grew up with a lot of meat. And a chef, you know, of course we cook a lot of animal products. So going vegan was a huge change.
Yeah, so I've kind of been on and off with the vegan thing as well. But one of the things that I noticed when I did do it is how far vegan menus have really come. Like you go to a vegan restaurant
totally.
And it's almost like you don't even miss meat when you get to
exactly.
eat it the way that you guys make it.
Exactly, especially here in Vancouver and British Columbia. We were in Tofino a couple weeks back, and like the amount of options there was for Tofino for a vegan, it was amazing.
Yeah, I've actually been to Grounds and Greens before with my girlfriend who's vegan. She showed me your guys' restaurant. And I've gone back multiple times now. We had the brekkie wrap, and I was, like, in complete awe. It's my favorite breakfast wrap, and it's so funny to say that because before I thought for breakfast, like, no, it needs to be eggs. You need to have eggs if you're having a breakfast wrap. Absolutely not. Like, you completely changed my mind on that, and it was so delicious. The lattes were delicious. I'm seeing on your menu you have Return of the Mac, which is like a mushroom mac and cheese. And I
yes.
that is going to be the next thing I come and try because honestly, like you've said, throughout the past couple of years, I've really noticed such a change because so many of my friends are becoming vegan. So I'm trying new restaurants, new food. And the quality has gotten significantly better at restaurants throughout the past couple of years, which is so amazing. And I'm seeing that you, like both you and your husband worked, like he worked as a sous chef at Four Seasons Vancouver Hotel. You worked at Cactus Club. So your transition into the vegan world must have been a lot of fun to play around with different things and try new meals and all of that.
Exactly. I mean, just try, when we made the menu, we kind of just figured, what do we want to eat and how can we veganize it?
Mm-hmm.
And that is like everything, right? Like, whenever we go out to a friend's house, and they're not, a lot of our friends aren't vegan, but they're really, you know, very accommodating about it. So we usually just end up cooking, and whatever they were craving, we'll just veganize it, and they don't even really know.
Totally. That's so cool. Like, I love, you know, like, vegan grilled cheese and, like, vegan sushi and all these things. And I think that's always this kind of gotcha when you serve it. And then you're like, oh, by the way, like, that was vegan. Mm-hmm. And people are like, what? Well, very cool. It's an awesome story. And it looks like you guys are definitely off to the races here. A super cool cafe with a super fantastic looking menu.
And I promise you, you'll start drooling the second you look at their Instagram page because it looks so good and tastes just as good. Thank you guys so much.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
This has been the Surrey Spotlight. If you know an artist, business, or event that you want to put in the spotlight, contact us at pulsefm.ca.